Time for the children to come forward. Come on, Luna. Come on, Annie. Come on, Joseph, Josephine, all the children. Hello this morning. I know you're listening, that you can hear me. I want to ask you something this morning. It might sound a bit weird. Have you heard about global warming? It's been blamed for change in our climate and just about everything else that people can't explain. Some people say that it's caused by human activity and is destroying our planet, while others believe it's a natural cycle that will pass. But the purpose of our lesson today is not to try to persuade you one way or the other about the weather. I'd like to discuss global warming of a different kind and encourage you to do your part to increase it. Back in 1969, yes, I was born by then, a composer by the name of Kurt Kaiser wrote a song called Pass It On. Here's how it starts. It only takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around can warm up in its glowing. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you spread His love to everyone. You want to pass it on. Does that sound like a great idea, to pass on God's love to everyone? I think that's pretty special, don't you? And you children do it so wonderfully with your beautiful smiles and your innocent love for Jesus. I really admire you kids. That's great stuff. Now, there's no doubt that our Lord loves this form of global warming. Before He returned to heaven, He gave this admonition or instruction to His disciples. He said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." So that's our job, to go and make disciples of all nations. And then He shows us or tells us how to do it. He says, "By baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, just like you were when you were baptized, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you." Now, do you remember everything that God has commanded us to do? It's actually very simple. Love God above everything else, love your neighbor, and love yourself. So the great commandment, all you've got to remember is one word. Love. Love. And then Jesus says, "And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Surely that's good news, that Jesus remains with us always to help us to show the love of Father God as was expressed by Jesus to the first people who met and saw Him, and is carried on now by His Holy Spirit. So you and I have the good news that the world needs, and the good news is that God loves us. So let's pass it on, like we heard in that song. Okay, let's pray. Hands together, eyes closed. Don't squeeze too tight, Annie. That's the girl. All right, let's pray. Father, we have been given the task of making disciples of all nations. Help us to be faithful in sharing your love and teaching others to keep your commandment of love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, you can go back to your seats now.